Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy babies, sippy seats with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California on August 28th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I flew back from Virginia Beach and I saw the Three Stooges movie on the plane. And while I still do not think there was much reason to do it, I laughed a lot and concede that they did a good job. Unnecessary, but well done. All right, you guys ready to look into the prize bag and see what kind of awesome stuff me and people brought? I have leftover still from the lead-up show. This is my mug box, it says on the box. And then on the inside is a mug that says, "This is my mug" on it. And I don't know the point of it, really. But it's yours to keep if you're the winner tonight. And it's from, and there's going to be more lead-up shows in the fall, and I'm going to show up at some of them, so look out for that. Oh, here's a CD by a gentleman you got whose face you guys might recognize. Oh, that's nice. And then, there's this gentleman. It's just me. And my CDs. And this is interesting. Somebody brought a flask that is full of, like, Glenlivet. Scotch, I believe. Yeah, 12-year-old scotch, that's right. And Douglas Movies t-shirt is also available as part of the prize package. Please welcome my friends Pete Holmes, Jeff Davis, and Bill Burr. Come on out, fellas. Hey!
All right.
We weren't ready.
We tried to go through the door. Sorry.
We weren't ready.
I just hit there.
We weren't ready.
I know. You guys do a lot of preparing back there.
We've been preparing bits.
A little
nose bits. Bits of cocaine.
We were doing nose bits back there.
That's what we call it in show bits. We also don't say showbiz anymore. We say show bits. I am so tired, Doug. This is going to be so weird for both of us. It's going to be Sleepy Hollow, baby. That's a movie.
Should I win the game?
Should I have worn a t-shirt?
Should I have worn a black t-shirt?
No, you're looking smooth.
I don't know all the rules.
You see what he did? He just got that fucking compliment out of you.
He wanted
somebody to say, wow, look, he dressed up.
Yep.
Nobody said it. So he's like, should I have worn a t-shirt? Why, no? You look fabulous.
See, but I don't have...
And you already tapped out by giving the excuse that you're tired. You know what? I'm here for you, Doug. Let's fucking talk movies.
Billy, why would you throw me under the bus?
You know why? Because you take it so personal.
I know, I do.
It just makes it fun. I see it. I see the hurt when it hits your eyes.
We look like the guys sent to rough Jeff up. That's what we look
like. I feel like I'm the host of some weird reality show.
You kind of are.
Called it the blackest t-shirt.
Yeah, you might just be checking in a boutique hotel. The three of us are going to help you with your bags. Yeah,
can I just get my room, please?
Suit beats t-shirt. Like, if we had an argument, you'd win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even over something like objective, like, I don't have a water. And you'd be like, yes, you do. Adjust your tie. People would be like, I'm with the black suit.
That's why I wear a suit. Yeah, if when you walk into a building and you're wearing a suit, people either assume that you work there or that you're involved in some sort of government agency. That and then people just give you a little room.
That's why I wear a referee jersey to the mall.
When Jeff walked in tonight, I said the Matrix is real.
I know that
he
film.
Looks all Matrixy.
Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Larry Fishburne.
Wow, these you guys really do love
really,
movies.
You still don't understand how the games work, do you?
About Schmidt. That's a good movie, man.
You
About
like that? Schmidt,
I did like it.
I liked it.
You know what I didn't like, Doug?
What?
Dark Knight Rises. Gave it another try today. Can I say some things that might be spoilers? Hey, just skip forward if you haven't seen that movie yet.
Okay.
You know what's weird about that movie? Can I tell you this?
How does Bane eat?
See, I'm sleepy, but I'm here for you. I'm Bill Burr for you, man. I'm here for you. Fucking Bane kicks the shit out of Batman. Spoiler. It's on the poster. Fucking relax. So then they put Bruce Wayne...
The poster has the entirety of a fight scene on it?
The poster has the broken mask on it. One time I talked about Dark Knight, the first one, I said two faces in it, and someone went, hey, spoiler! It's like, okay, there are spoilers hanging up all over town, you stupid piece of shit. That's what I said. So Bane beats the shit out of Batman. Wait. Bane kicks the shit out of Batman, then flies him... to his prison. His weird prison is in, like, Indonesia. It's like a 17-hour flight to put him in, like, he has nostalgia for his weird hole prison. He's like, I'm gonna put... And he goes with him? That's when he wakes up and he's like, now you have my permission to die. You took a, like, 30-hour round trip to threaten me in your home court prison? Your fucking plan to take over Gotham allotted travel days? You were just gone for a couple days and came back? Fuck that movie.
If I get more frequent flyer miles, I'll get to meet a pilot.
Doug loves movies. Also, the police are underground.
Jesus fucking... The police... Let's,
are you on peyote? What the fuck is going on?
I need to get it out up top.
Holy shit.
Get points. You don't get points.
God damn it.
Princess Bride.
So Jeff Davis is here, everybody. And it's his first time on the program.
I'm going to get that police point out at some point. Go ahead.
And... But part of the reason you're here is because I was listening on a plane recently to an episode of Harmontown, which you are the... Is co-host the right word for it?
Yeah, I'd say co-host. I'm kind of...
Are you the co-mayor of Harmontown?
I'm the comptroller of Harmontown.
Oh, okay.
And Dan Harmon, who is the creator of a TV show called Community, which...
Sure.
Yeah. Which 15% of the people here like. And he was recently fired from that show, and he and I kind of get drunk and rant and rave.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was very enjoyable.
You do it
in front of an audience.
We do it live at Nerd Melt. We do it now every Monday. And because of pioneers of the podcast world like you, now we are a weekly podcast.
It's all because of me.
Pioneers like you.
And the other pioneers. And Bill Burr is here, everybody. And,
hey, how are you? How you doing?
And also the very popular podcast called the Monday Morning Podcast.
That's right.
And it's just you. Where do you do it? Like in your kitchen?
Bed.
Bed?
Usually lay in my bed.
In bed? With the wife? Is still there?
No, sometimes she'll come on, but I just, yeah. Just
yeah, sometimes she's still in bed, so then you read audience emails.
Yeah, then I just shoot the shit, you know. It's too much of a pain in the ass to book guests and then deal with all, you know,
you're telling me.
I don't know what to do.
Do you have a little sound technician sitting next to the bed, like a earphones on?
I got a little mixer. It's really, like, I don't understand the level that people have taken podcasts to where they're building these fucking studios. It's like you can go to Guitar Center and have a little four fucking thing microphone. Well, I don't know what it's called, and I can run it. This makes it louder. This makes it softer. Look at, oh, it's into the red. Turn it down. And then you just record it.
You
then
just you went upload into Guitar Center.
That's it.
I'd like to yell in my bedroom. And they were like, over here, please. This is what you want, the four button.
No, he just saw me walk in. He knew what I wanted. These guys are pros.
Yeah, there's
Do you find that confuses your bedroom space, though? I've heard in certain magazines like Better Homes and Gardens that you shouldn't do things in your bedroom that aren't sleep or sex related, because you'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I work here.
You know? If I saw any one of the three you walk into a Guitar Center and I work there, I would take you straight to the podcast section. I would take you right over.
I feel like I'm not a real
I think he only needs to worry about that if he's doing the shitting in a bed podcast. Like, I don't think that just doing a podcast near the bed will really hurt it in any way.
No, people who make shit for other parts of your house came up with that.
That's
true. They're worried if you spend too much time in the bedroom, you're like, well, why do we have all these other rooms? Well, we can clearly get everything done in here. So they go childish, like, ooh, you're not going to fuck anymore, and you won't be able to sleep.
Yeah, take that, Better Homes and Gardens. Yeah. Fuck you right up the ass. So there's a bunch of police under Gotham for 6 months. And then they come out, they've been fed little rations of water and bullshit, and then Batman's like, come out, guys, we're gonna fight. And they come out with their little pea shooter, like, fucking state-issued handguns and defeat thousands of thugs with AK-47s and tanks. And all that happens while Batman and Bane are fighting in a bank. We conveniently don't see it. Fuck you.
Wait a minute. You know what? Fuck you, Pete Holmes.
Why?
Fuck you. Because it's Batman. You should start with it's a man who's a bat or whatever the fuck he does. And then you want reality.
I do want reality.
Yeah. And then the half-faced guy says to the green dude with the temper, what the fuck? And his sword is totally not believable.
The green dude with the temper?
I fucking hate superhero movies.
So, Doug, this is my first time on the show.
Nobody know who likes them knows how to fight.
It's mostly just guys in t-shirts yelling at each other. Yes. Is that how that works?
Wear a t-shirt.
Sorry, I tried to warn
movies.
You. Oh, here we go.
What if he just had the bat suit on under the suit? He's like, it is real, Bill, it is. This is getting kind of taking my suit off.
Here we go.
Yeah. What is this piece?
This guy wears a suit, right?
It's a fucking tie clip, man. Grow up.
Fucking grow down, man. We don't need this shit.
Fucking Benjamin Button, dude.
Did we win the game?
Here we go.
All right.
Now it's all guys in black t-shirts yelling about movies.
Now we're all going to agree.
I dropped my tie clip. There we go.
You don't need it. That is completely
not anymore
superfluous.
But anyway, you can make a lot of those kind of points about that kind of movie, I imagine.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems.
You just didn't have fun?
Dark Knight, I only had one problem. It actually has the line, have a nice trip, see you next fall. A lot of people forget that. It's like the perfect movie. It includes the joke, have a nice trip, see you next fall. That's like if at the end when Joker's hanging upside down, Batman goes, got your nose. Like takes his... That's a riffed bit, and I'm like half in the bed right now. I'm doing pretty great.
Who says but have a nice trip, see you next fall?
One of the police officers.
Well, it's a fucking stupid police officer.
What is this, the Christopher Nolan fan club? I can't. Everybody pump the brakes.
Oh.
Somebody became inflamed out there.
Yeah, I
love Christopher Nolan too, but we can make fun of that line. Sir, you agree with that? Have a nice trip, see you next fall. Bad line.
Yeah, but the reason people forget that anybody said it is because it's a long-ass movie. And
you know what? You guys are real pieces of shit. Oh, my God. It's just a t-shirt.
It's the outfit.
I'm sorry. Filled with rage right now.
I feel so betrayed. I feel like if I was going to get mad at something, you would have my back and get mad, too. You love getting mad.
Can you stop saying mad?
Yeah.
M-Y-A-D. I just thought, like I said, I got mad.
This is all, it's kind of so
angry. You know what it is? I don't like when you go to see a fantasy a fantasy fucking movie, and then you're gonna bitch about it. Yeah. I don't, and generally speaking, I don't like superhero movies because I just don't like them. Because
they're silly.
I don't know. I like
they
more,
make you mad.
I like real make, people.
Do they make you mad?
Like Chuck Norris. Like, they're doing the same shit, but it's more believable. Like,
that's just because he's
relate
a redhead.
To it more.
You're just like, yeah. Finally, we're doing the ass kicking.
No, like.
My whole life.
Well, that's no, funny no, like, you should
like
say
Steven
this,
Steven Seagal, all those dumbass fucking movies, like, but there was a reality to them in that at least they were still people.
Steven Seagal was all about reality.
Totally.
Yeah, that's
they weren't superhuman.
Steven Seagal could kick the shit out of
they
all
didn't
of
have
us,
superpowers.
Even
when he was fat. That's when he lost me, when he was wearing a muumuu and kicking ass.
Yeah, no, he had the cummerbund. He had that cummerbund, and then he would sit there with his arms crossed like he was wise rather than out of shape. Those are some of the best movies. like he had the answers to global warming, but he just...
I loved fucking Hard Target with Jean-Claude Van Damme. That was my fucking favorite movie. John Woo, right?
Yeah, that's got some, there's some, it's in New Orleans or something?
Yeah, they mm-hmm. justify his Belgian accent that he's
French-Canadian. Well,
that's why they're doing
French,
that. Sorry, Cajun?
Huh? Cajun, French-Cajun. Yeah.
There's that Schwarzenegger movie coming out where he's like the sheriff of a small like Missouri town. How are they going to justify that?
I grew up on Oak Street. I've been here my whole life. I'm the son of Austrian immigrants. This is how I talk. What the fuck?
You know what? You know
totally
what? I did
white
like,
bread. I have a cleft palate.
There's one scene at the beginning going, and he has a cleft palate. Go.
It's not an accent. It's medical. Medical. I had a very difficult childbirth. I've been injected with someone else's memories.
He keeps doing lines.
I don't know which movie this is. Yeah. I'm a cybernetic organism, T-800. Wait, it's been a while.
Give the people the air.
What?
I am sorry, I don't know.
Give the people the air power.
So the new, I thought that would get a big laugh. You guys ever riff a joke in a Schwarzenegger voice and it gets nothing?
Try it again. That's tough to do.
Do it again.
I'll tell you why I like Batman. I'll tell you why I like it.
Good call. That's a good call.
I'll tell you why I like it. Because it's not a chick flick. And I did like Spider-Man when I was younger. And I fucking hate the movies where there's the upside down kiss. And there's all... it was never like that. His fucking chick was smoking... In the comic books, that raven-haired girl with the fucking ass and titties. Sorry, I know.
I love her.
But she was gorgeous. She was gorgeous. He wasn't like, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm over nerds. I've had it. They're just fucking everywhere.
Well, you're in the right building.
Yeah. I don't even know if people here are nerds. It's like, it's the fashion.
They're sitting underneath the Dharma Initiative sign.
Yeah, but it's mainstream now.
Oh, okay.
Being a nerd is really...
It really
fucking,
is.
It's really fucking mainstream.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Everybody, like, I've just... Every
Comic-Con
show I watch,
is all about the Twilight films.
Everybody's, like, awkward and unsure of themselves.
Yeah,
and
nerds
And I'm
now,
not buying it.
We go up to lacrosse players and knock their Axe body spray out of their hands. That used to be
How long are you going to play the
with
victim?
With encyclopedias.
How I'm long are you going to play the victim?
I'm wearing a black t-shirt. I'm not a nerd. I'm a bully.
Yeah, enough already. You're a grown man in your 30s.
I'm 33.
Have a fucking conversation. With this fucking awkwardness, 14, like you're on a first fucking date. It's just like, and then the pressure's on me. I got to hold up the whole conversation now. That's why you like the superheroes, because you have the option of flying away when it gets all weird.
This is the best day of my
When
life.
Is he going to be? You know, his podcast is called You Made It Weird.
Bill yeah. did it.
We
Bill
had a great,
great
time.
Episode.
Oh, you did?
We had a great time.
Oh, okay,
time.
Good.
Bill's fantastic.
I thought you were onto something new there.
Oh, no. We've known each other a long time.
Yes, we have.
It gets really heartfelt.
The first time I heard his falsetto, but yeah. No, we did an awful gig.
You're really drunk, though, right?
A little bit. That guy in Dark Knight Rises, he does do a full field return. I know the field is blowing up behind him, but he was going to make it.
He runs it all the way.
He does run it all the way.
That's
incredible. That's the most incredible thing in the movie.
But A, was in the trailer, and B, what about all those people? But like, you're so distracted by the one guy trying
Making
to get away
it.
From it
yeah.
that you're like forgetting that thousands of people are dying in the background.
Yeah.
You're just like, that guy's gonna make it.
A whole team dies.
That character we don't even know.
Bad season next year. All new kids. They got kids. That's the next movie.
All they're gonna do is play against Penn State, because they don't have a team at all for a while.
No, they have a team.
They do.
They do have a team.
But they don't get to play, or what? How's
no,
it work?
Play.
No bowl games.
They
I think.
Play.
Right?
They
no
took,
bowls.
They took away all their victories, which was, I guess, they had to make a statement, but it didn't make any sense.
Bill,
nobody on the team molested any kids, right?
Yeah.
And some people blew out their knees trying to make it to the NFL, and they didn't. At least they said that they could, that they fucking won the game, and now they can't even say that because one old guy. Had, I'm just fucking with you.
It was so funny.
That was so close. Oh. Like, he's going to defend him.
That was almost like network. He was going to stand up and start walking towards the crowd.
You look like the wedding's over. All right, let's loosen it up.
I did this for you, you asshole.
Right. Bill, when you play ice hockey, what you do? Do you wear a cup?
I go out there like RoboCop. I fucking.
He just told us he's going after the show. He's going to play hockey tonight.
Yeah.
11:30.
Over at the Pickwick.
Yeah.
What's your team name?
We don't have it. It's just a bunch of people show up, pick up.
Okay,
hockey.
I see.
That's it.
Terrifying.
What do you play?
It isn't, dude. I suck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're fine.
If,
you
know, I, if
you
my wear coach all the stuff, was like, it's all right, like, we're the Beavers. Who are we playing tonight? The unknown players. And then RoboCop skates down there. I'm like, fuck
no,
this.
No. No, the guys you got to worry about is the guys who barely have any equipment on and this shit looks old. They've played forever and, you know, they have like Vietnam flashbacks of championship games and then they slam into me. There's always, we were talking about that, how there's like really jovial, like happy-go-lucky people who then get in a game and their personality, like they become fucking psychos. Like their faces get all red before they even drop the puck. And
they change like the angry green guy? I thought that was a pretty great
Hulk.
Callback.
Oh, the Hulk, yeah. My problem even lost me with my own joke, too.
With your own joke.
My problem with hockey rinks, especially like minor league ones or like little community ones. I did a comedy show recently in Canada. It was on a hockey rink. We were actually on the ice. They put like a little rubber mats out so as to walk out. And we our green room... And it was like, you know, with Greg Proops, you know, and Ryan Stiles, and we're back there in the green room, but it was the locker room for this, like, minor league team, and it just smelled like balls and mildew.
Yeah.
There's a fucking overwhelming ball smell.
There's no excuse for smelly hockey stuff.
It's cold.
There isn't. All you do is you just leave when you bring it home, you fucking leave the bag open, and you just drape it over the balcony, and you're fine. These fucking animals play... Sweat their balls off. They
swear to God, I'm so tired of these animals.
They stick it in the bag and then they zip it up until they play again. It's fucking, it's nasty. Like literally most hockey stuff bags, like it would be on the other side of whatever this fucking wall is made of and you could smell it. It's horrific. It's horrific.
I feel like all crevices smell the same. Can we say that?
There's only one way to find out. There's only one way to find out.
I've done some research. I feel like vaginas...
You don't feel like...
I feel like vaginas get a bad rap for smelling, but then, like, my shit, sometimes I touch and then I smell and it smells... smells exactly... Oh, it's all the same. Any
smells dark
area...
Smells like vagina?
Yeah, sure. I feel like a
your
fat
ball sweat
kid's,
smells like vagina.
Yeah, but if you hung your balls
elbow,
over the railing and let
like
them dry out...
Like his elbow crease after a volleyball
smells
game.
Smells like vagina.
Smells like vagina. I'm just saying we're all the same. Turn off the lights and let's see what happens. I had a couple of white wines before the show.
Did you do them as shots? Why did you do them?
I got here 10 minutes early, sat at the bar at Birds and had a glass
Jesus.
Of...
You're just dead drunk right now, aren't you?
Well, you sat down and you had a couple glasses of wine?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, don't give the giant two little Dixie cups of wine because he becomes like this.
And then I get the contact high from you sometimes.
Yeah, let's blame that.
Can I?
No, because we didn't even smoke in the same room with you this time.
The Avengers. Have I won?
Is that the game? You just pick a movie and rant about it?
Nothing has happened yet. Yeah, you each guess movies until I
Curly
say,
Sue.
Correct.
All right.
Wait.
So Jeff has a point.
That's some
That's
serious
one for
bullshit.
Jeff. And we're playing to two.
All about Eve.
2 points for Jeff. We have a winner.
Good night. Thanks. That's been our show. Thanks for coming, you guys.
All About Eve is not a movie.
So.
No, it's not.
It's just old.
So what is wrong with
you,
me?
You pissed off a
Christopher
guy.
Nolan. This whole section,
that
everything
was
I'm saying.
That was the Christopher Nolan guy groaning again. You've made
no,
him
No, that's
groan.
Him. That's him right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I call him Mustache.
All About Eve was a movie.
You're wearing a Super Bowl shirt, and you look like you coach a football team. It's kind of perfect. Why am I doing visual humor on a podcast?
I ask myself that every week.
Why did I take my fucking suit off? For no value at all.
Because it's really hot. Pretty soon we're all going to smell like vaginas. That's what we call laser accuracy. You guys in the hunger for games?
He is the worst guest. He is the single worst guest. I keep trying to prove it. I put him up against titans like Jeff Garland and T.J. Miller.
I feel like a passenger on a hijacked plane. Like do I take him down? Like, what happened? Like, do I take the pen out of my pocket and stab him in the throat?
I thought, you know, Bill Burr's not going to let Pete do his usual shenanigans, but there we are.
No, I never realized how selfish he is. Get a couple of drinks in him. I've just seen the back of his head for this whole fucking show.
Bill, I've thrown to you a couple times.
He throws it to you. I got nothing else. We'll go. I'm done with it. Your turn.
Now, I'm just fucking with you. I know you're sensitive, Pete. I wouldn't get you going like that, sweetheart. We'll get you another white Zinfandel.
Get him a Zinfandel.
That's a blush. Yes. I don't fuck with blush.
Feminine Ernest Hemingway.
Get him
over
a white Zinfandel.
There's got to be something backstage that he could drink. Just bring Pete some sort of alcohol.
Mike,
or how about from the flask?
Don't
you drink from the flask?
My gift. I actually brought a boozy gift.
Yeah, here we go. Let's do that. Let's all do it.
My gift I brought was a brand new flask, and it has it's full of Glenlivet.
He wrote booze on it, sort of defeating the point of a flask. You want to be a little bit more subtle. And then he wrote Jeff Davis on the back of it.
Yeah, let's crack that fucker
open. And it's
open.
Got Glenlivet in it?
Yeah, Glenlivet 15.
All right.
It looks like the Tin Man's bladder.
How about now?
Thank you, Bill.
It's funny.
I love it.
Oh, Glenlivet. That's good.
Yeah, good.
That's delicious.
Glenlivet. Oh, shit. Popeye needs a spinach.
Starring Robin Williams. Did I win?
Oh, shit.
Who played Olive Oil?
Olive Oil was played by the actual Olive Oil.
Yes, the actual Olive Oil. No,
either you're Heil Hitler or you want some Glenlivet. Sometimes when I'm in a cab and other people don't know I'm in the cab and they hail it, I like to pretend I'm Hitler, like in a parade. You know what I mean? Like they're hailing me. And I'm just like, yeah, how's it going, everybody? If I was in the audience, I'd be like, this is fucking fantastic. I just offered that fucking funny thought for free. This is a free podcast?
Yeah, these people got in for free.
Yeah, you guys get in for free?
You really cast those pearls before swine. You really wasted that gold.
I feel, I'll say it again, don't worry.
Say it again.
And sometimes I'll do it. I'll do a different joke.
All right.
It's a similar thought. Sometimes when I'm in a revolving door and someone goes in before me, I won't push. I'll just crack an air whip. Like, so they're pushing. I'm like, that's right. Push the door for me, bitch. It's these little techniques that lead to a happier life.
I wouldn't do those two back to back.
They're in front of you. They wouldn't see you, right?
They don't see you. That's part of the fun. They can't look at the Lord. Fucking get out of the way and open some doors for me.
So the audience is people behind you.
Yeah.
All right. I got you.
Yeah. And I like to think there's someone behind me also cracking a whip. This is some fun time.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked up, but it's good.
These are some... It looks like you drew an electrical outlet and then crossed it out, but really that's Jeff's 2 points.
No, it was a pig's nose.
It also looks like a pig's nose.
It does.
On a long enough timeline, a farmer has tried to plug something into a pig's nose. That's happened. Lonely Nights on the Barn... I don't know, let's see what happens. And then his curly tail goes straight for a second, and then he takes it out. We're living in a magical fantasy land. There's a Pixar movie happening in all of our brains. Open up the tin bladder for old daddy.
Glurp, 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 glurp. Let's just fucking...
Old daddy.
Glenlivet tastes like you juiced a tree. Maybe you should drink some Glenlivet. Hey, fucking yeah, right? Okay, it's okay. Or are you laughing at the failure?
It's beyond the jokes, Pete. It's the whole package.
You have to look past me like a magic eye painting. Do you guys thirst for truth? What do you say? Are you guys in the vicinity of amusements?
So where's this hockey game? Well, should we get out of here?
No. We got time.
We got time.
Do we ever get to, like, movies?
Yeah.
Because I haven't...
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to talk about movies, and then we try to play some games, and Pete was trying to cue it up for me by saying my line that I say, which is, does anybody hunger for game?
Hunger for game.
Game.
Oh.
Game.
Well, we're not going to play more than one tonight.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
If you were at a, like one of those fancy restaurants that serves like elk and deer, you could be like, do you guys hunger for game?
There are fancy
restaurants
that serve elk and deer?
That's worse than that line in Batman, have a nice trip, see you next fall. That's just as fucking bad, you cornball.
When you go to a restaurant, you're not just some dumb beat cop. You're a professional comedian.
If they serve elk or moose.
Laser.
All right.
Laser. I'm caught between two lasers.
I for one, hunger for game.
There we go. Let's play. Let's do it. Let's see your name tags, audience.
Does anybody have a You Made It Weird one? No? Okay.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Make it all about you again, Pete.
No, I just feel bad when I don't pick the weird one.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
All right. Well, nobody has one.
So what am I choosing?
Whichever one you'd like to play for, you'll be playing on behalf of this person. Anyone can win.
Anyone can
and,
win.
Yeah. And
you can play.
A name tag that, you know, speaks to you in some way, like you enjoy the creativity that went into it, or...
I'll take Britannic over here.
Maybe it's a food item or something.
There you are.
Britannic instead of Titanic, and she got my face in there.
Yeah, your face and, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I look appropriately terrified that the boat is going down. And,
who's Brittany Knupper? Is that you? You're Brittany? So, yeah. So there's a romantic Doug Benson and Brittany Knupper.
Yeah.
Knupper, fantastic. That's so scary. I wish I had never seen that.
It's a Titanic poster with. Hers and Doug's face superimposed over celebrities.
What would Freud have said about watching the Titanic sink? Looks like a big old dick is what I'm saying.
Going into a giant wet pussy?
Yeah, an ice pussy. You've never had pussy until you've had ice pussy.
That's refreshing. That's my favorite James Bond movie, Ice Pussy. So who are you playing for, Pete?
I'm playing for an inflatable... Is this Christopher Walken?
It's Marie Curie.
It's Marie Curie. It's Madame Curie, a.k.a. Christopher Walken.
It does look like it does look like Walken from... what's the one with him and Sean Penn? The
At Close Range?
At Close Range. It looks like At Close Range Walken.
I feel like it looks like any
Dead Zone.
I discovered iridium.
She graduated from high school with high honors at the age of 15. She danced in that cool Fatboy Slim video. Is that the
and
right
this,
band?
And so this is Jay that we're playing for, that you're playing for.
Yeah.
And, but also you see Graham and I already signed it. So
oh, that's weird.
So they saw us somewhere.
So this is a good one. This is like what you should
You
model.
Did a great job, Pete.
No, I meant that he brought an interesting thing because people keep picking
Yes,
him.
He did a great job. You did a great job.
I think you're doing a great job.
Can we
job
move too. Over to Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, can we talk about there? The great job that Bill Burr did on a recent episode of Breaking Bad? Can we drop that in here? The best movie on television.
Yeah.
When you were complaining about superhero movies, I almost brought up Breaking Bad at that point, but I couldn't get a word in, but because he took over. But
Jesse,
Breaking Bad, you're so
Jesse,
you're so interested.
Jesse,
drink your drink.
Oh yeah,
I've never tried to do it.
Have
before.
Some more booze and less microphone.
Pretend the booze is a microphone.
So, so you appeared on Breaking Bad recently.
Methylamine.
Yes.
Somebody, I hadn't seen that episode yet, and somebody for their shithead at the end of the show made me say the ginger on Breaking Bad is a shithead. And then I got some messages from people on Twitter saying, why are they calling Bill Burr a shithead?
They
met that
two.
Other ginger. The guy that did the Landry from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the shithead they meant. They didn't mean you. But either way...
Clemens. Yeah,
Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons, yeah.
Yeah, but you did a great job on that episode. And like, but then you, then the next week you weren't there again. Is that it? Or are we going to see you on there again?
They bring me back every once in a while. I play...
you're like a con guy.
Yeah.
When you show up, we know something's up. That you're like running some
scammed.
Game on
yeah,
somebody.
It's fun. Just happy to be there.
You do a good job on it.
I've never seen it. I'm waiting. I'm always late to the party. I'm going to rent them all and watch.
Like, great. You won't be disappointed.
Spend a couple months just watching that on my
own. Yeah, yeah. At three different points during the run of the entire series, you'll go, hey, there's that guy I sat next to on that show that one time.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anyone scarier than Skylar this season? It's not a spoiler. I'm just saying that is scarier than anything.
Oh, she can bring it all down with a phone call.
I know.
Or just a
and
lot
her
of,
with
lot
the white wine.
Whimpering.
I'm like, fucking pump the brakes, sweetheart. This is all. This is all gonna end. Get out of the
she's
pool.
She's going
this
nuts.
Is fucking freaking me out.
She's gonna fall down on
no,
the baby.
No, I thought she had the best line. The best line of the series, like the most, I don't want to ruin it for anybody. That one, like, what are the 3-4 episodes, which all I can do is wait? You said for what?
Oh,
for the,
yeah.
For the cancer to come back?
Yeah,
that,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Fucking badass.
Now I don't need to see it.
Skylar. Yeah,
brutal.
Sky. Jesse.
I love your one-word impressions.
I can't do it.
You really nailed Ted Knight that one time. Yeah, yeah.
Do Tony Danza.
Hey.
That's Fonzie.
No, you're supposed to go, Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, so all you right. can do Tony Danza.
I'm the boss. Is that
no, that's so too much.
There's three words.
One word. One word.
I'm the boss. Jesse. Nothing to me.
That's Full House.
Everyone wins.
Were you too tall for it to get into the Three Stooges movie? Was that the problem?
Three Stooges. I'm often too tall. Wow. I'm often too tall for things. Casting directors humor me, but they go like, and what planet do you come from? Thanks for climbing down your beanstalk to read those tiny, tiny pages. You huge man. Do we pay you in ham on the bone? Please leave us.
I'll hang on to the flask. It's going to be empty. The winner's going to get nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's for the crowd person?
Yeah, the crowd person.
That's what I call
he it. He's going to get people it.
Crowd
people. Person.
Crowd people.
I think it would be funny if we called New Year's Eve.
Jesus Christ.
Naive. Because it's N-Y-Eve, naive. What are you doing for naive? Try it in a sentence. Got plans for naive? I'm doing the fucking Cleveland Improv naive. Pretty good money. Don't act like you're not going to do this.
I don't believe in naive. I don't celebrate it.
You don't?
Yeah, it's some old calendar that doesn't have anything to do with modern times.
I agree. It's been exactly 1 year before it was today.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Gold bond powder.
Gold bond powder.
I will throw myself under the show bus as many times as I need to give us something to make fun of and just live our lives and enjoy things.
See that? He's doing it for us.
I'm doing
it.
I did it for you.
All right, so Bill is playing for...
Jens.
Jens. And
I'm playing for Brittany.
Brittany, and Pete is playing for...
Christopher Walken.
Puts the watch in his ass. 3 years. Dies of dysentery. This uncomfortable hunk of metal.
Do Walken doing Fonzie in one word.
Hey!
You guys have been great. Do you hunger for games? Goodbye.
What a gift you gave me.
You're welcome.
That's
you're
a real
welcome.
Comedy gift.
Yes.
We're going to try and be more gracious.
Speak
like
kindly
you.
Of me after I die.
God, if only TJ Miller were here, because then
yeah!
I would replace you with him.
He is here. And you said maybe you were going.
He's here?
I think so.
Is TJ here?
Well, you have to do the test.
Come on up here, TJ.
Get
TJ Miller,
here.
Everybody.
He better have a black t-shirt on.
Oh, he's dressed wrong.
Get this. It's so awkward. You know, it's like when, I love him, but Ray Sam always comes in. Sam?
Not always. He did it once. You were sitting there, but yeah.
Yeah, and I always think it's awkward. But I just came in to take the mic away from Pete.
Yeah, if you could be Pete's mic monitor while we play this quick game.
We'll do that, Pete. You get one statement after each Bill Burr, 3 statements.
So in other words, no more statements.
I have so many feelings.
You're done.
That's a
statement. Oh, that's perfect. And Pete, take it away from him if he starts talking.
He has a mic monitor.
He's got a mic monitor.
Mic monitor. Dude, I've never seen that. 20 years of comedy.
You've never seen it get this like, dangerous.
He has like a sponsor.
He's a danger. He's a danger to himself and others.
All right.
I have to call TJ when I'm feeling tempted.
Don't. I call him and I go, TJ, I want to riff a bit.
Okay, that's enough.
Let's play the cocking game. How about that?
Yeah, we'll start with, since this is Jeff's first time, we'll start with Jeff, and then we'll go to Bill, and then we'll go to Pete. And Jeff gets to pick a category, and you get to choose from the following. Jeff, would you like Baby It's Cold Inside? That's movies where someone's in a refrigerator for some reason.
I really can't stay.
Or Willem Dafoe, that's a movie where Willem Dafoe plays a bad guy. Willem Dafoe.
These are the bits.
That's a front runner so far.
Okay, or let me double check this one. Yeah, that'll work. In Theaters Now, that's a category about movies that are playing in theaters now.
I'm going to go Willem Dafoe.
Oh, nice pick.
Yeah. Willem Thank Dafoe. You. The crowd has gone mild.
He played a bad guy in this. Two stars from Leonard. Yeah, the year is 2005.
Shit.
Yeah, I recently played this movie on the show recently and then forgot to erase it. So if you've listened to recent episodes, you may have
oh my
heard,
God, I actually know this
played.
One.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you listen to one?
No, I just saw the movie.
Okay. All right.
All right, Bill, that's three.
I hope it's New Year's Eve just so I can call back naive.
And that's your one, so now you're off for a while.
I like taking breaks.
He calls it outlandish, and he also says that, I'll say this, Willem Dafoe plays a four-star general. Yeah, so it must be some sort of bad general.
I don't know what...
And there are
I thought it was Spider-Man.
Good poker face.
I thought it was Spider-Man too.
You all thought it was Spider-Man. Yeah. Okay, eight names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jeff? When you know that everyone else says they don't think they can get it.
I'll go four.
Yeah, that's a strong opening bid. We'll go to Bill.
Bill.
Now, this is like the Price is Right, that if he doesn't do it, then I win somehow?
Yeah, if you say name it and he can't name it, then you're the winner.
Well, fucking name it. Did I do the right
thing?
I don't fucking know this.
All right, well, I'm going to give you the four names.
All right.
And then...
Tobey Maguire.
Just take a...
That's Spider-Man.
Take a swing at it.
Uncle Ben.
I remember...
I remember him playing general.
Here, but my arms went up for victory.
He's going to give you the clues here.
Let's hear these names, Doug.
Okay, the names are...
Aunt May.
Nona Gay. Michael Roof.
Jesus Christ.
Exhibit.
What?
Exhibit.
That narrows it down a bit, I think. And Peter Strauss.
Jesus.
Oh,
I
ride.
I have it.
What is it?
I know this.
Okay, what is it?
All About Eve.
No. What if it was?
Do you have a guess?
What if it were?
Oh, please. Earlier Ooh. You said on a barn.
What's that mean?
Nobody knew. But they all pretended to because you were loud enough.
Don't share my show business secrets.
I truly have no idea.
Well, there's, you know, it's a tough one. The rest of the names are Scott Speedman, Willem Dafoe, Samuel L. Jackson, and Ice Cube. And the motion picture was called XXX State of the Union.
No, Exhibit was in that. He was
Exhibit
allowed to be
was in that.
No, he was allowed to be because his name starts with an X. You can be in XXX. I know how movies work.
I'm so sorry, Brittany. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It's just how the game is played. And Bill is our winner, everybody. Congratulations, Bill.
Yeah. Is the show over? He didn't even do anything.
Look at the clock on the wall.
We've never cared about clock on wall.
Clock on the wall.
Hey, Joan Osborne, what if God were one of us? Wait, can we
it's
go?
It's about time somebody got her in line on that one.
You really have a boner for the subjunctive.
And that boner smells like everybody.
He's like... I'm trying to figure out what your guys' dynamic is.
I wish I knew.
I think it's like he's a smarter version of you, but you're much louder and more boisterous.
Again, stop giving away my show business secrets.
But he's also better dressed than you'll ever be.
I feel like that's true.
Wow. What's going on? Doug's walking around picking up shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Don't read it, Pete.
I already
Oh, too late. Don't say it out loud. Take the mic away from him.
I got it. Well, that's that was what I'm a close here for. One. Bill, I'm sorry. I couldn't be here earlier.
And where's Jen's at? Because she gets the prizes. Where'd she go? We don't need that because she won the
prize. If you put the Jaws poster upside down, it looks
where's
like...
Where's she at?
It looks like
a
really...
Oh, it's a dude. It's a dude named Jens.
No
Jens,
one will let.
Wasn't Jens the name of the... wasn't that the Craig Sheffer character in Some Kind of Wonderful? Wasn't he named like Harley Jens or something like that? Oh, yeah, you get the flask. Here, yeah, take the fancy box it came into you.
I know whenever my name is Jens and I win something, I'm like, I hope I want that thing that everyone had their mouth on. You're going to be French kissing Bill Burley.
I want that flask that three dudes
were
just talking about.
Where's Jay at? What? Oh, it's on the bottom. Look out.
It does look like Christopher Walken.
Whoa, that one's crazy. All right, let's hear it for all of my guests, you guys. Bill Burr.
Thank you.
Monday Morning Podcast.
I feel shortchanged.
Jay Davis. Harmontown.
I don't feel
TJ
good.
Miller was here.
I don't like this. Doug, tell them that I was here.
And as always,
if you look at the Jaws poster upside down, it looks like a really happy shark is coming in from the ceiling. Oh, I'm such a big fan of myself. Guys, I've been Pete Holmes. This is Pete Holmes Lux Movies.
I just want to relive Bill Burr saying white Zinfandel.
Let me get a picture of you guys before somebody passes out.
Before somebody.
All right, we're standing here posing for a picture. Pete's going to puke soon.
TJ.
Wait,
wait,
wait.
We got it? All right.
We got it.
That was a perfect one. And one more time for TJ Miller, everybody.
You're not going to say my name.
Pete Holmes, go have another drink backstage.
Thanks,
Pete Holmes, everybody.
And thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
We're going to eat. You got to sober up in time for my podcast tomorrow, my other podcast.
Oh, that's going to be fun. We're going to eat food together.
And as always, Dick fucking Cheney is a shithead. Oh, Jay. And black t-shirts are a shithead.
Now it's time for Judge of Culture Sucker Cocky. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.